We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What is going on with Kanye West? Well, his wife, Kim Kardashian, did release a statement yesterday, kind of trying to explain what's going on, and she has a request for all of us as well.
All right, you got Elizabeth and Radar. Thank you so much for joining us today. What is Kim having to say about Kanye?
Well, I mean, a little bit of a recap here, if you are not following what's going on with Kanye West. I mean, a few weeks ago, he announced he was going to run for president. Then he said he wasn't going to run for president.
Right. Yeah.
And now he is running for president. And then he held a campaign rally where he went off on a lot of different tangents. Mm-hmm. And it was very emotional. It was kind of all over the place. And then he's put out a couple tweets that are a little concerning, too, about some of his thoughts on people in his family. He talked about how he's wanted to get a divorce from Kim, how she tried to lock him up. He's apparently in Wyoming. I don't know if he is still this morning, but he was. And she's out in L.A. So Kim Kardashian put out, as many of you know, Kanye has bipolar disorder. And anyone who has this or has a loved one in their life who does knows how incredibly complicated and painful it is to understand. She went on to say that she has never spoken publicly about this and how it's affected things at home because she's protective of their kids and she's protective of Kanye's right to privacy when it comes to his health. She said she felt like she needed to comment because of the stigma and misconceptions about mental health. And she basically explained here that when it comes to mental illness, there's compulsive behavior and family members can be powerless, especially because Kanye's an adult. He's not a minor. She can't just go there and say, okay, maybe you need some time away to get some help or get some treatment.
True.
But she did definitely still express her concern and care for him. And she is asking everyone to have some compassion and understanding and empathy through this time. She's asking for privacy. And it's definitely, I mean, we have people in our family that suffer from bipolar disorder. And there are episodes that can happen and emotions. And the person that's going through this doesn't necessarily realize how their words are hurting in the moment because they are hurting in the moment.
And you know what? People are sitting there looking at Kanye. It's easy to go ahead and say, oh, he's crazy. He's off his rocker. He's what, you know, that's typical Kanye. But no, there's an underlying issue there. And you really have to be sensitive
to that.
There's
an illness there.
There's an illness, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And for Kim to put this out, I can understand why she probably felt the need to do this. I mean, just one, sort of for damage control to say, don't take everything that he is saying so literally, but also I think protect him and protect his kids. And, you know, if you know someone that is struggling with mental health, maybe it's you, maybe it's someone else. I mean, look what's going on in our world right now.
It's very difficult, right?
We have an amazing, amazing podcast with professionals. It's called I'm Listening that our radio company has put together over the years. And you can listen to these episodes and get some resources and advice. It's on our radio.com app, I'm Listening. It's a really great podcast. And for anyone else that's struggling with this right now, too, our heart goes out to you because, I mean, it's your mind. And your mind is going to dictate what you do, your actions, and what you say. And so I hope they can get Kanye the help that he clearly needs right now, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And if you have that same thing going on in your life, hopefully you're going to get the help. Or you know someone, you can help them, too. Because, yes, that's what I'm Listening is all about. It's on the radio.com app. You can download it for your smartphone. That is free, the radio.com app. It's The Mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.